Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the awesome Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hello, Mike. Glad to be back.
We're glad to be anywhere right now.
Yeah.
Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about some really top of the news topics today.
Absolutely. Every week, we're going to share a little information. That way, you can make a little bit better informed decision on your health every week.
Yes. And I think this week the topic has been monkeypox. So let's just talk about monkeypox, because as we know that they're wanting to vaccinate just about everybody again. So let's go over some of the statistics today and get a good idea if that person should be you, what it's treated with currently, and what are the options for you and your family.
They're talking about a public health emergency.
Yes.
The administration wants to vaccinate it. Has it even been tested? The vaccine hasn't even really been tested.
It hasn't been tested at a lower dose, I can say that. And that's one of the things that the administration came out with today is how what we have read in our news pieces, because all the doctors, we get little tidbits every morning that maybe lay public doesn't get. And one of it was lowering the dose of the current vaccine so that they could vaccinate more individuals. My concern is, number one, are you a candidate? Because there is a specific profile that this is extending mm-hmm. to. Number two, they're talking about vaccinating our children, and I don't even see why that should be even a thought just right now, because there's only been 3 cases recorded at the time of this recording, so that can change. But there's only 3
times. Where are most of these cases coming from?
And monkeypox, you know, originated from the Congo, and in 1977 was the first case of monkeypox ever recorded in a human being. And recently, I guess within the last 3 months, the last time we recorded on monkeypox, which was, let's call it 6 weeks ago, mm-hmm. there was 3,000 cases. Currently, there's a little over 9,000 cases in the United States. New York is leading. Southern states are kind of staying really in the averages. Mm-hmm. Pretty much most states are below 3 figures, which is less than 100, although there's quite a few in many of the states. And currently, they are treating monkeypox with a medication that's called Tecovirimat. Now, that's hard to say, so they're calling it TPOX. And I don't know that the studies are really showing, to me and my viewpoint, if this is what the antiviral that is specific for this. Because mm-hmm. most of these individuals are going to be immunocompromised in order to get this. Number two, this is mainly transferred through intimate contact.
Ah, so it's kind of like, it reminds me of the days of the herpes thing.
Well, herpes, shingles, anything of, gosh, let's go back to when everybody had the chicken pox.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that was, you know, you'd go and you'd have chicken pox parties, but that was a very mild chicken pox was just a very mild disease.
Right.
And then they started vaccinating for that. If you've had, you know, you bring up a good point, because a lot of people that are coming in today, you know, they're coming in with a shingles outbreak mm-hmm. and they're concerned that it's monkeypox.
I know.
Because it looks kind of similar.
Yeah, but I mean, this is not something, I mean, you have to really have some intimate contact.
Some intimate contact. So here's
and,
the key.
That's the key.
If you are having any area that is swollen, red, has blisters, it looks like a herpetic breakout or a shingles breakout, and you're concerned, regardless, go and see your doctor. There are medical tests that we can run to see what type of virus that it actually is.
Okay.
And then go towards the treatment. You know, obviously with acyclovir and Valtrex, we use that for herpes and shingles. Shingles is very painful, as is monkeypox. So individuals can be very concerned if it's on any intimate areas. People can get shingles in intimate areas, so you need to know that. But the key is, don't panic. Let's go and talk to your doctor. Let's get tests run to find out what you need and what you need to do to protect your family.
It may be a little embarrassing.
It might be a little embarrassing, but as a doctor, really, truly, nothing should embarrass us. So I encourage, be freely, you know, let us know what it is. Let's talk about it. And then when you're calling a front desk and you do have an intimate issue, it's okay to say, I'd rather talk to the doctor about it, and just say, you know, it's an intimate or it's a personal nature. I know that sometimes hard to call the doctor and they ask, you know, what will you be seeing the doctor today for? And it may be very difficult if it's an intimate area of your body that's affected. So don't be concerned. We're all professionals. We're here to help. And you can always say to the front desk, you know, I'd rather talk with the doctor, or If I can email the doctor directly, that's another way of doing it too. We're fortunate we have a text messaging system that's HIPAA compliant that patients can reach out to each of us individually.
But it also kind of seems like the media, which I'm a member of, unfortunately,
yes, you are.
That it seems like they want to scare you to death on this deal.
And the key is if you're feeling overwhelmed and you're getting scared or you're hearing in the news and you're starting to feel a feeling of overwhelm and anxiety, the best prescription is to turn it off. Just turn it off.
Yeah.
That way you can call the people that you know or take a look on YouTube, look at the CDC and see what they're stating. What the CDC is stating and what we receive from our medical journals are two very different things.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes the CDC is very behind or they're making speculations that don't match what we are seeing in studies. So the key is we can study. One of my favorite places to go and do research is called ResearchGate because I can put in any topic and it'll bring up the latest and it will send me the emails of the newest research on that topic. So I really do enjoy that as a scientist and as a doctor that we have access to not only real-time research, but we can look back and see what is happening over the last 20, 30 years, 40 years, even 100 years of research on a platform called ResearchGate.
Yeah, because I know that she'll say, I'll say, what do you think about this? And she goes, well, let me double check what the real deal is.
Yes.
Not what
yes.
the administration says or not what these people say. Because, folks, I mean, a lot of it is in my opinion, and maybe somebody else's, but it's just that some people want to sell vaccines.
Some people want to sell medications. And the key is that, you know, I come from the preview of less is more. As a pain management specialist in the past 25 years since I've been practicing, you know, when we say that we do a lot of pain management, it's not about writing medications. It's actually getting people off meds and finding out the form and function that's causing the problem and finding real solutions. So the real solution with the concern of monkeypox, COVID, any of these different things is education, finding out what your thought process is. And if your neighbor doesn't agree with your thought process, you know what? It's okay. The key is find the information. You have a personal choice and decision in your healthcare. In our state, we have a law that's called the right to try. So that means that we can use different medications for different things because that may be not a last option, but nothing else is working for that individual. So I appreciate it that in our state is that we have the right to try. And as medical doctors, we are in a practice of medicine, which means every day we practice and every day we get better than the last day. So you want your doctor reading and studying and practicing to find out, talking with colleagues, talking to people around the world. And that's what I love about ResearchGate is that we're getting real-time information across the world so that we can share it with the public. And that's our community here on YouTube. And we really appreciate all of our social media followers. And if there's any question that you have or concern, please send us an email at info@everydayhealthhacker.com.
Absolutely. Yeah. That way, if you have any questions, anything you want to, if you have a topic you want us to tackle,
yes,
info@everydayhealthhacker.com.
And know that there are ways to check if it is shingles, herpes, or it's monkeypox. The key is, you know, your lifestyle and the way you live your life has the key is so important to live a healthy lifestyle, which is monitoring what you eat. And, you know, everybody says they're on a seafood diet. Everything they see, they will eat. There's great apps to help you with what you're eating. I like Carb Manager. It helps me to use a higher protein and keep my immune system at a good rate. So, you know, God bless this little office here that we stay COVID-free and that we're able to serve our community.
That's right. Now, monkeypox, now masks and gloves and things like that.
They recommend
get
on the CDC.
Here.
Yes, they do. They recommend on the CDC to wear a mask and gloves. Granted, in a medical office, you definitely will be doing that. But you're not in a medical office. It is intimately transpired, so it's by touch. Number two is that it's not an aerosol that we are aware of at this time that causes that transfer of the monkeypox. Are there cases of it? Yes. You know what? We can actually test for it, and we can try everything that we know. I always encourage there's other alternatives to viruses, which is lasers and ozone therapy, which is a little bit, a lot of people would consider that alternative non-traditional medicine. However, ozone has been around in the United States and the world for 158 years. Mm-hmm. So in some countries, that's the one thing that they use for so many things. So we have options. So if you have questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We are here to answer them.
Absolutely. All right. We're running out of time. It was fun.
Yes.
As always.
And on our next one, we'll be talking about thyroid issues, so we hope you will stay tuned.
Absolutely. On behalf of the great staff here at Meridian Health Institute, our good buddy here, Eddie V. Yes, right. Our producers, everybody. We want to thank everybody for listening. Be sure to subscribe and check us out for our next episode of Everyday Health Hacker.
Yes.
Mike Herzing, Dr. Lisa Liao.
Yes, and we hope that you guys will subscribe on all of our social media. God bless. Talk to you soon.